ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to introduce to you the original dog, acoustic disc recording artist, the David Gritzman Quintet. Thank you.
you so much.
Really, really good to be here in Portsmouth. I used to live here about 26 years ago, not here, but in Rochester, New Hampshire. Briefly, though it was. I tried to find the place where I used to live this afternoon, but I think they built a new highway there or something. Yeah. Doesn't seem that long ago, but... Well, what are you going to do? This, of course, is what kind of music?
Jerry!
Yeah, we've got Jerry with us. But as most of the rest of you remarked, it is usually called dog music. That does not mean that we exclude other kinds of music from dog music. Rather, conversely, we like to include as many styles of music, and that, of course, includes cat music, which this next piece is really more in the cat style. It's on our new album called Doganova, and this is Barkley's Bug. Thank you. marketing research, you know. I started my own record company 5 years ago. It's called Acoustic Disc, in case anybody didn't know. And, you know, it just puts the business in the hands of the artist, you know, which is kind of, they don't really like that to happen too much. But I'm trying to be diligent about it and give the public exactly what it wants. Okay? But the only way for me to know that is by asking these kind of sensitive questions. Like, how do you feel about swing music? Okay, right on. Well, I've been playing swing for years, so I guess that's kind of handled, I guess. What about, like, our latest endeavor is really Latin music? Doing the right thing, like I've been telling you guys. Making a Latin album was a good business move. You know? Cool. What about blues, maybe? That's really good. Because I'm just planning to do my next album is going to be a blues album. Great, man. We're just destined to have a really big year. And, okay, one more question, and then we'll get back to the music. How about pop music? I can't believe it. Every night, the same reaction. They love swing, they go crazy for Latin, they go ape over blues, and then I say pop, and there's nothing happening. How did it get so popular? What's going on here? Well, how about popular music from 1947? All right, okay. Good, because that's exactly what we've got for you right now. One of my very favorite pieces of American popular music written by a very weird guy named Eden Abes, who met Nat King Cole at the stage door one evening and handed him a piece of music paper on which was his own original composition. We're gonna play our rendition of it, Nature Boy. Thank you. Bluegrass music.
That's great to hear. Bluegrass is back. Not that far back. Actually, we might get there yet. That's a good nut. This is in that bag for sure. I should say that I got my start in the bluegrass mandolin business from the legendary Red Allen, who had a great band for a number of years called the Kentuckians. And I was probably the only Kentuckian from New Jersey. And Red also gave me my first job as a record producer, which was in 1963. I co-produced an album on the Folkways label,
called Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and the Kentuckians.
Wait!
In any case, 4 years ago, I got the chance to have a bluegrass reunion with Red, and sadly, it was to be his last record, and he died about a year later, but this tune is dedicated to him. It's called Pigeon Roost. Guy holding this This is what the inside of a bass looks like. You know, I've been working on this negative ion series. It eliminates the outside of things just visually. You know, things are only as they seem. It's subjective contours. Yes, and speaking of subjective contours, I'd like to introduce our bass player. He comes from Subjective Contourville, California. Pacifica, California. James Kerwin on the bass. Section there that's just about takes care of everything that we don't play. And some that we do. Yes. A man of many musical colors. And he's a pretty colorful dresser, too. We call him a multi-instrumentalist. He's the first fiddle player to ever play the fiddle case in Carnegie Hall. Plays percussion, concussion, shakers, bells, mandolin, mandolas, banjo, mandolins. Please welcome Davis, California's own Joe Craven. Just hours behind Joe is in longevity. Just one concert less. Yeah. And let's not get personal now. But the man that allowed me to open the doors of dog music to the flute. From Point Richmond, California, Matthew Eckel on flute. Now, you know, for the past year and a half, this group has become an international unit due to the presence of our newest member who comes from Cordoba, Argentina. He's got a beautiful album, his first album in the United States is called Solos from South America, the guitar artistry of Enrique Coria. So we'd like to play the title tune of our new album. This is, I was going to call the album this name, Doganova, and then I realized I don't have a tune called Doganova, and it would kind of be too bad if I didn't have one. Or that's a good name, you know, why not use it for both the album and the tune, you know? So I went into deep thought for a few minutes, seconds, hours, days, came up with a little piece of music and called up Enrique. Came over and authenticated it for me and put the perfect guitar part. He said this is exactly what's called a malambo. So we'd like to invite you all, for those of you that do malambo, please feel welcome. Doganova. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we do have some of these albums here with us, and, you know, for tax purposes, we'd really like to sell them. And, you know, they'd make great Christmas presents. And in fact, we've got the whole acoustic disc line here, just about. There's a brand new Tone Poems Volume 2, kind of an album that I did with the great Scottish guitarist Martin Taylor. We used 42 different instruments on this record, and there's a booklet with a page about each one. So if you want to read up on your instruments, vintage instruments, learn about the history of American popular music, that's for you. If, on the other hand, you want to hear this next song, we'll play it for you. This is a tune that I wrote on the eve of my son Monroe's imminent wedding last year. And I gave this song to the young couple. And my son married a lady named April on the last day of April. So this tune is called April's Wedding Bossa. And they get all the royalties from this tune, so. Thank you. minor. My favorite key is the only key we play. Other than G minor, you know, D, G. In fact, that was in G minor, so we need to do D minor. If we were in your band, we'd be playing in M and E. But E's okay. That M's.
That's a hard key.
This is Dog Nation. Thank you. to do something a little different. Recorded last winter with my good friend Andy Statman, who is master of klezmer music, great mandolin player and clarinet player. And this is our second collaboration in 12 years. And it's a record called Songs of Our Fathers, traditional Jewish melodies. And we'd like to play you this piece called Shalom Aleichem, which means hello, goodbye, and peace. Thank you.
Thank you. We've really enjoyed picking for you folks here this evening. Too long. Be sure to sign our mailing list, you know, if you care to receive literature in the mail concerning our activities and beyond. Thank you.
a good friend of mine is here this evening, and actually, this is really crazy, but this guy's a great guitar player, and he called me up a few years ago and asked me to play on an album that he was making called Minor Swing. Please welcome Jerry Bodwin. I knew the original version, but I have my own arrangement of Minor Swing, and Jerry is kind enough to, he's going to play bass on our turf, you know. And, you're right. But we're going to have some fun now with the Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli with Bridge by Dawn classic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, let's hear it for our sound man and road manager, Larry Cummings. He does a wonderful job. We haven't started paying him yet, but and the only means of support he has is through record sales. We hope you stop by and say hello to him as you pick up several CDs on your way. We would be glad to sign any CDs or anything else. And but you know, 22 years ago I was in a band, a little bluegrass band called Olden and the Way. Decided a few months ago to release another Olden and the Way album out of that same time and the same people, and that'll be coming out, you know, early spring. But right now, you know, we all lost a big friend here, and you know, the day after the funeral we went to play, and I taught some of these guys some harmony parts as best I could, and we'd like to sing a song in memory of the man. I'll do my best with this.
In a cabin where we loved to dwell.
White dove, well, morning sorrow. Oh, will hang their heads. In our peaceful little mountain home, but God needs guitar pickers up in heaven. Now he sings around the great white throne.
Since mother in
be together someday. And each night as I wander through the graveyard, darkness hides.